Lively Stones Meditations for 19th April 2024. Upon His Shoulder. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle and garments rolled in blood will be used for burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The government will be upon his shoulder is part of Isaiah's magnificent prophecy of the coming Messiah. In Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 6. It is saying that he will be Lord of all, and that the governing of his people will be his and his alone. Also, we can see other aspects of these words that reveal the greater depths of our Lord's compassionate hand on us. The government will be upon his shoulder emphasizes the mind of Christ, for surely he has a good head on his shoulders, as an everyday expression would have it, and it is having and submitting to his mind in us, understanding his word to produce the way, the truth and the life in us by the Holy Spirit, that keeps us connected to him, producing a growing faith and trust in him as our intercessor with Father God. It is the person of Jesus Christ that gives our faith reality. He is not an icon or figurehead, a leader or ruler. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords and countless other names. But for each one who comes to him, he is a friend and a brother who lives within. Christian belief is not a religion, but a relationship. And Jesus is not merely a personal savior. That is only the first step. He is the indwelling Redeemer, and he invites us to cast your burden upon him. He shoulders that burden, not in an I'll deal with this, don't you bother about it sort of way, but in the much more realistic way that shows you the way through, lifts the weight from you while strengthening and encouraging, dispelling the darkness. In prayer, we each have a hotline to the Creator. That is divine government, raising you up into the light and not letting you slip into sinking sand. We sing about turning our eyes toward Jesus. However, we must hold his gaze and be unwavering in that loving relationship. It is easy for us to be distracted, but he is forgiving and desires our full committed attention also. Don't be discouraged when he seems afar off, for he is always there. His broad shoulders are more than able. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He has redeemed my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many against me. God will hear and afflict them, even he who abides from the old. Selah. Because they do not change, therefore they do not fear God. He has put forth his hands against those who were at peace with him. He has broken his covenant, The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Cast your burden on the Lord, for he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. But you, O God, shall bring them down to the pit of destruction. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in you. Psalm 55, verses 16 to 23. And a closing word from Derek Prince. Do not sell yourself short, because God holds you in very high regard. He invested the blood of Jesus in you.